Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The following podcast contains barnyard language and some adult content, so maybe use headphones if you're listening at work or around small children. Now, here's the show.
Hey, Kristen.
Yeah, Jolenta.
There is a book that I have been waiting to live by for months, and I hope it's not a very crazy suggestion.
Oh, no. Is this one of those things where we have to wrap ourselves in blankets and then pretend we're being born?
I wish, but no. It's even crazier than that.
Crazier than that?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to look at your own book.
What?
Yeah.
My own book?
Yeah, that one you wrote about podcasting.
So you want to start a podcast?
Uh-huh, because I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And this is By the Book.
Ooh. In each episode of By the Book, we choose a different self-help book to live by, follow it to the letter, and weigh in on whether or not it actually changed our lives.
Today, our book is So You Want to Start a Podcast, Finding Your Voice, Telling Your Story, and Building a Community That Will Listen by Kristen Meinzer.
Kristen Meinzer, yes, I'm going to talk about myself in the third person, is an award-winning podcast host, producer, and former director of nonfiction programming for Slate's sister company, Panoply. Her hosting credits include Stitcher's By the Book, CNN's Lisa, Sandra, and Kristen Go to the Movies, Panoply's When Megan Met Harry, and WNYC's Movie Date. Her producing credits include Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Girl Boss Radio, Food 52's Burnt Toast, The Sporkful, Vanity Fair's Little Gold Men, and other award-winning shows. And in addition to hosting and producing, Kristen regularly serves as a guest lecturer, conference speaker, pop culture commentator, and podcast consultant for companies and individuals who want to start podcasts.
In August 2019, in an attempt to share her podcast expertise with the masses, Kristen released her book, So You Want to Start a Podcast. In the book, Kristen lays out what she considers to be the essential questions to ask and steps to take in order to create a hit show. Organized in 7 parts, the book also presents examples of show outlines, sample letters to send to potential guests, notable stats about the podcasting industry, personal anecdotes from the podcasting trenches, and plenty of lessons that Kristen has learned from her own mistakes. While this book is about podcasting on the surface, at its heart, it's really about the art of storytelling. So it's for all of you, our listeners who blog or write or tell stories in other ways, not just for podcasters.
Here's how you do it. Step 1, dream it. Ask yourself, why do you want to start a podcast and who is it for? Know what your show is about and how you'll be approaching the topic in a unique way.
Step 2, write it. Every show has a format. Decide on what format you want, whether game show or talk show or something else. Create a show structure laying out how the different parts of your show will fit together. Then prepare to script your show. Finally, give your show a snappy title.
Step 3, host it. Explore your unique voice as a host. Don't imitate anyone else's style or voice. Be you. If you have a co-host, know what role each of you will play in the show. Perhaps one of you will be the naysayer and the other will be the believer.
Step 4, cast it. Your cast includes everyone from production staff to the guests on your show. In terms of guests, find people who will fit into the stories you want to tell. In terms of production staff, find the people who can take on the jobs you need help with most, whether that be writing or promoting your show.
Step 5, make it. This is your chance to put it all together, all the audio you recorded, any music you want in the episode, and any other finishing touches. Don't fall into the temptation to make it overly long, and always make sure your listeners feel as though you respect their attention and time.
Step 6, share it. Now that you've made your episode, you can share it with the world. There are lots of online services that make it really easy. And of course, create a release schedule. Ideally, your show should come out a minimum of once every 2 weeks.
Step 7, grow it. To help your show grow, build community. This is where your listeners come in. Ask your listeners to reach out to you, share their questions and stories on your show. And to spread awareness of your show, pitch yourself as a guest to other podcasts and media outlets.
That's what the book says, and so that's what we did for 6 months straight. Now, we know it's normally 2 weeks, but this is a special occasion.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Then pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
So, Jolenta, let's talk about our first 3 months of living by So You Want to Start a Podcast.
Well, Kristen, first things first. I have to talk about what it was like to read a book written by your work wife, because it was a freaking delight.
Oh, yay!
Seriously, I had so much fun reading it. I even read some parts aloud to my partner, Brad. Listen.
So on her chapter, it's like, chapter 6, decide on a format. Format. It's not just for guys named Matt. Ha, get it? For Matt?
Boo.
She wrote that in her book.
Mindzer, you're better than that.
That's the most Christian thing I've ever seen.
I guess it is authentically her voice.
Like, it's book. Beautiful.
There's no ghostwriter people.
No. Ha, like, look at how she wrote it. Like, ha, get it?
Oh, no. It takes
for
up,
dot, 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 Matt.
It takes up its own many lines.
That's beautiful. I love you, Kristen.
I'm just cracking up because I still think it's funny.
No, it is funny. It was laugh out loud funny. It stopped me from reading to tell whoever was next to me about it. Like, it was a very enjoyable book.
Well, I'm glad my authentic voice is coming through, because mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. one of the main lessons of this book.
Yes, good. Good.
All right, but let's get past you reading this book and me laughing at my own jokes and mm-hmm. talk about actually living by it. We started with step 1, dream it. And for this step, we began by talking about our dream of starting a second podcast, a spinoff of By the Book, and we talked about why we wanted to do it and who it was for.
Yeah, and this was very different for me. I've made 3 podcasts in my life, and it's always been me coming up with a random idea and then forcing a friend or a husband to co-host with me.
A husband.
Yeah, you know, one of many.
Yes.
But I figured since we were making this together, both of our brains should be there for the beginning. You know, 2 brains for the brainstorm.
Yes!
If I could make a Kristen pun.
Yes, love it. So we brainstormed in a coffee shop, and boy, was there thunder.
Ew, just cut to the tape.
Okay, so...
So what are we doing here? What is happening?
Well,
what's going on?
We know for sure why we're doing it. It's because listeners have been telling us for years that they want to live by books with us.
Right.
We get letters every week asking if they can be on the show.
Right, or they're like, can you do a book about parenting or dating? And we're like, well, no, because we're not parents or dating.
Yeah, so we can't tell those stories.
We want people who can cover things that our lives can't.
So, yeah, we had the general idea of the kind of people we wanted to talk to and the stories we wanted to tell. But as you say in the book, Kristen, an idea is not a show.
Right, right. We were lacking a specific way into these stories, into these people's lives. And so what we did next was try to find inspiration to help us get to the next level. And there's one place you and I always find inspiration, Jolenta.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
Liz, I am Stacey.
And I am Clinton.
And we are from TLC's What Not to Wear. Welcome.
We all got to come together in a way where we can understand each other.
Guys, where are we going?
Georgia.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
The mother of all great ideas, reality television.
Yes, and let's not forget, By the Book is a reality show in audio form, but it is.
Mm-hmm. So, since By the Book is a reality show, we thought, why not make a spin-off reality show and let's base it on one of our favorite, most inspiring kinds of reality shows.
A makeover show. Yes.
Yeah.
We love a makeover show.
We love a makeover. We love a reveal. We love a before and after. And we realized makeovers were the perfect format for the message we wanted to send with our show. You know, By the Book is just a glimpse into living by self-help books. And a lot of those books we live by have the message that, like, you're broken and you need to be fixing and you got to do it this way. And we wanted to make a show about how everyone's already pretty great. Like, you don't start broken. You're kind of fine, you know?
Yeah, and maybe they just need a little nudge to change how they see themselves. So we decided we wanted to make a podcast all about radical acceptance and have it be sort of a makeover for the heart.
And even more specifically, we'd talk to people who were facing different predicaments and assign them a 2-week prescription to help them through those sticky situations.
Yes, we totally had our idea. We had our story. We knew what we needed to do next. That would be
step two.
Yes, write it. And for this step, we took the structures of some of those reality TV shows we love and tried to blend them with some of the structural elements we like from By the Book.
Right. And side note, By the Book is partially scripted. You know, some parts are fully written out and some parts rely on us having an outline so we can riff or just go totally off topic like I do.
Yeah. In other words, we have a structure.
Exactly. And it was time to make a structure for this new show. So we wrote out an outline of what we thought an episode might sound like. And it was broken down by segments with time estimates for how long each part of the show would be.
Yes. And the segments included introductions of the guests, of the show, of ourselves, the show's premise, us giving our 2-week prescriptions to each guest, and so on.
Yes. And then we did something very, very important, which was coming up with our new show's title. And that title is...
We Love You.
And So Can You. And we came up with that together, but we didn't. Kristen did.
And we also came up with the tagline, A Makeover Show for Your Heart. And once all of that was ready to go, we pitched our show idea to Stitcher, which is also the company we work with to make By the Book.
Here we are giving our spiel to Chris Bannon, who is Stitcher's head honcho of content.
For this, we would actually send them on a journey and give them prescriptions based on everything we've learned from living by 50 self-help books. And then they would record themselves along the way. And by the end of the 2 weeks, we would know, do they feel better about their predicament? Do they feel that they can manage their situation better? Did they fix something in their life that they wanted to fix?
How much tape are they going to turn back to you? It seems like a super ambitious thing to do, both for yourselves and like all the stuff you're going to get back, but also for what they're going to be asked to do.
That scared us for a minute.
Well, it definitely scared me. I had no idea you were scared because you just started riffing there on your feet and pulled some really great stuff out of your butt.
I mean, that's a good point. It's very ambitious, but We have already mapped out what a production schedule could look like, what a typical episode could look like. Yeah. And also, one added bonus, since we're not the ones actually living by the advice on this show, that'll be a big load off of us because it's a tremendous amount of work for us to live by
books. I honestly don't know why you signed up for Buy the Book.
No one knows why she signed up.
So is this your way of saying that you don't want us to sign up for another self-help show?
No. I think this is a really good idea. I mean, give it a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah, eventually that went really well.
And
we got the green light.
Yay. Now, note to all those people out there who are producing your own shows independently, you will never have to worry about getting a green light.
Nope.
That's one of the fun things about being a free and independent podcaster. So enjoy it, even though sometimes it's a struggle.
Yes. So next, we sat down for our first pre-production meeting with John Delore, Stitcher's senior editor, and he led us right into step three. Host it.
So on By the Book, you have these two distinct roles, right? So Jolenta, you're the believer.
Right.
And Kristen, you're more of like the skeptic.
Yeah, that would be true.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but for this new show, like how are your hosting roles going to play out?
Like a friend? Like a cheerleader?
Yeah, I like to think we're going to be like kind of guides on the self-help journey, the helpers.
Right. I mean, that makes sense, and I think you want to be doing that. But the two of you are routinely shooting holes in self-help on By the Book. So how are you going to now step into this role where you're prescribing self-help tactics on We Love You, but not delegitimize sort of the skepticism that you brought to By the Book?
That's a good question.
I don't have an answer for that right now. So, good question.
Good question. Okay. So, yeah, John Delore gave us a lot to think about. And these were questions we should have thought about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How do we give advice but still give ourselves space to debunk advice when we need to? And what if we sometimes give bad advice to our guests?
Right. So we had to go back to the drawing board and get really, really specific about our hosting roles.
And what we decided was we would make it clear from the get-go in each episode that we are not gurus or gods. And unlike most self-help authors, we wouldn't be giving one sweeping prescription to all our guests. But instead, we'd be giving individual advice specific to each person and their situation. And on top of that, each guest would be free to reject or rework our advice.
And with those questions dealt with, it was time to start casting the rest of our production team.
Yes. And for this, we definitely had a short list of producers we wanted to consider among them.
I mean, go ahead. Say it. She was our first choice.
Okay, fine. I'm really going to tell the truth now. She was our only choice.
She's Lindsay Crowdwell, and here she is to introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I used to produce YOY. I also produce When Megan Met Harry, Family Ghosts, Bad With Money, My Best Breakup, and a lot of other shows.
She is amazing. She is an organized storyteller with a gift for writing in other people's voices that I will envy until I die.
Yes, it's amazing. She can write better for Jolenta's voice than I can, and we've been work wives for years and years, and I can't write in your voice like she does. So we begged Stitcher to get Lindsay for us, and hooray, she said yes.
So we're married to Lindsay now. We're podcast married.
Yeah, we're in a throuple.
Nora, we're also married to you. We're polyamorous.
Yes. Now, Jolenta, remember back in the day when we were first starting out, we didn't have producers? This is such a luxury.
Yes, I very much remember not having producers.
And most newbies don't, and that's okay. When you wear all the hats for your show, you get great at doing everything, or at least you and I did, Jolenta.
Yeah, the fact that I can even just talk about editing and use, like, terms that are used in the editing software to a producer makes me feel, like, a little more informed and, like, I'm a little less annoying to them.
Yeah, so it's not actually a bad thing to produce everything yourself, but we were very happy to have Lindsay. And, of course, getting Lindsay, though, was just the beginning. We had to decide how we were going to cast all the guests who would be on the show. And reminder, one of the things we wanted very deliberately to do was to cast people who are unlike the two of us. We wanted to tell a variety of stories from a variety of perspectives.
And we wanted to make sure the predicaments we were helping our guests deal with were just the right size. You know, not so small it felt like nothing, but also not so huge that we were totally not qualified to help.
And once we had all our guidelines in place, Lindsay put together an application form and we began distributing it on the Buy the Book Facebook page, on social media, and in our newsletter.
Yeah, we put that out everywhere, waited a little bit, and then met with Lindsay to see if we had gotten any submissions.
All right, so we sent out our submission form, and
that was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, and so here we'll scroll through. It's all in a little spreadsheet.
Holy crap.
It's not zero people.
No,
I was just afraid it would be like three.
It's like 65.
Oh my god!
Okay, okay, that's an actual amount of people.
Yeah.
Wow. We were off to such a great start.
But it got even better from there, because as we were sifting through all of our submission forms, we found a young male applicant who checked all of our boxes and was perfect for our first episode of We Love You.
I write and I write and I write, and I'll even be excited about things sometimes in the morning, and then I'll go to work, and then I'll like open the like Google Doc I was writing on at like 3 p.m., and I'll be like, what is this?
Does he sound familiar? I bet he does.
Oh, he sure does sound familiar, but we're not going to tell you who he is yet because we need to take a quick break. And when we're back, we'll tell you who the mystery guy is.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Okay, Jolenta, we talked about our first 3 months of living by So You Want to Start a Podcast. Now let's talk about our next 3 months.
Yes, well, we continued with step four, cast it. And we cast Cameron Drews!
Woohoo, Cameron! That's right, our founding Buy the Book producer.
And as some listeners may recall, Cameron used to do a lot of stand-up comedy. He would talk about it once in a while on Buy the Book. But he's been doing a lot less of it lately and has really lost his confidence in that area of his life. He was just the kind of story we wanted to cover on our new show. He was relatable, but it was also still unique and very Cameron.
Yes, yes. So, after we cast Cameron as our very first guest for our very first episode of We Love You and So Can You, we got down to step five.
Make it.
Now, for Make It, Lindsay really took the lead on this. She put together a timeline for how to proceed with tapings, rewrites, retapings. She wrote up interview questions for us to ask Cameron. She procured all the equipment needed to go out into the world.
And then, based on Lindsay's timeline, we began our first taping with Cameron and his girlfriend Amanda in my apartment.
Cameron, when is the last time you did stand-up?
Interestingly, it was maybe like a week before I met Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I did an open mic. It was sort of like a last straw situation where I was just so unhappy with the things I had been working on. And I didn't intend to stop, but I just was frustrated with that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then said to myself, like, I'm not going to do this again until I write something that I'm really excited about. And months went by.
Now, after we sat down with them, we came up with a prescription for him to follow, taping ourselves, giving that to him, and then we waited for Cameron to start living by our rules and sending in his tapes.
And that was followed by more recorded sit-downs with Cameron.
And also a lot more of step two, which is write it, as we reshaped the show, restructured the format, and made decisions about how Cameron's story should unfold to showcase him in the most entertaining and honest way.
All of this back and forth in steps is very typical in podcast development. As Stitcher's senior editor John Delore likes to say, it's a dance, not a straight line, to make a great show.
Exactly.
And we decided to do a little dance with John Delore some more. You enjoy that pun, Kristen?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Once we had a version of our pilot episode that we felt pretty good about, we called up John and got some more notes and thoughts from him.
Jolenta, you're like, yeah, remember when he said that thing about, you know, just not having confidence or whatever? And then, like, we could hear that tape pop in. Mm. You know, you could interweave it.
Oh, like, yeah. So, like, during our sort of discussion of our prescription, we can sort of cite our data. That's exactly. Such a good call.
So then there's, like, this sense of, like, you two in your laboratory just sort of, like,
Like you said, yeah, like just speed up the process. And we were assuming, oh, you guys don't want to see that part of like how the sausage is made, as opposed to like, no, we want an in everywhere. It just needs to be strategic and quick.
Yeah. So that was a surprise to us. We didn't think that the listeners would want as much of us, Jolenta. We really just thought they would want to hear the guests and have the guest journey really be at the heart of the show. But what John Delore was saying is, no, we're characters in the show, too.
Yeah.
We're not just hosts. We're also characters.
Yeah. And along with sort of wanting to see how we came up with the prescription, John also was saying he wanted to hear more about how Kristen and I were relating to Cameron's story personally. And we had sort of cut all of that out. So we had to hop back to step five again and make a whole new version of our pilot, inserting way more of our own personalities back in.
Yes. And when we finally had a version that we liked, a version that our whole team liked.
Yeah, that was months later.
Yes.
At least two.
Yes. We got down to step six.
Share it.
Right. And an important part of sharing it is, of course, deciding on our release schedule. So for this, we sat down with Nora, who produces this fine show, and Lindsay, our We Love You producer.
I think it would be nice to split it up, maybe have By the Book Thursday and We Love You like Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of time in there.
Yeah, and I like the day in between if we're not doing the same day, right?
But if we're releasing the debut episode on a Thursday, the same day as the By the Book episode is coming out, will it be weird just for that one episode to be out on an odd day and then the rest of them from there on out to be on Tuesdays? Lindsay, you're the producer and all this. Are you okay with, like, the first two episodes coming out so close together? Is that too tight of a turnaround time for you?
I mean, it makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
Especially because it's our first one. Do you guys think that we can sway it? Do you think we'll be able to put out the second episode in just a couple of days in between?
Well, Jolenta and I will you've been writing everything up until now. Jolenta and I will write the epilogues.
We can start scripting it now ahead of time, too.
After that, we had meetings with the art team to discuss what kind of show art we wanted for our show.
And, of course, there were conversations about theme music.
So what I was thinking was maybe Dolly Parton mixed with a little Miley Cyrus, maybe mixed with a little bit of Lorde,
I feel like it's too dark. I don't know. I was thinking more like...
But we'll never be royals.
But what about like early Britney, like Me Against the Music Britney?
I'm afraid we're going to sound then a little too much like Bravo Show.
But what about like if we added some Robin for Edge?
I mean, honestly, I'm fine with anything that sounds kind of empowering and kind of upbeat.
Like a, like, almost cloying top 40 sensibility that, like, you can't help but find joy in.
Exactly.
After we compiled our whole giant list of dream music ideas, we approached Casey Holford at Stitcher to compose us some special music for the show, and he did an amazing job. It is so good.
It's true. And Casey, you might recognize his name because he engineers this show By the Book. And we love him because he's also a very cool musician.
And you can also ask a friend to compose your music for you if you're making a show, or hire a musician, or you can use one of the many music libraries out there that are available online.
It's true. So many options. After that, we were ready to release and, of course, grow our new baby show.
Yay! Grow It is step seven.
Kristen and Jolenta, welcome to Milk Street.
And we are so excited you are both here with us today on Forever 35.
Jolenta and Kristen, welcome.
Welcome.
Hey. Part of growing a podcast is making sure people know about it before it premieres. So we made sure to schedule and beg other shows to have us on so we could talk about ourselves, what we're up to, and plug our new project.
Huge thanks to our beloved By the Book producer, Nora, who oversaw all those interviews and even set up some of them herself. Nora, you are the best. We love you.
And you know what? That's not all we did.
No, it's not.
We lined up public appearances and started promoting We Love You on social media, and we planned our live show.
And now, with our 7 podcasting steps completed, our new show, We Love You and So Can You, is out today.
Woo! Wow, 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 show out, wow.
By the way, don't worry. Buy the Book is still continuing. We Love You and So Can You is not replacing us. It's just a spinoff show. We will not be erased.
We are just being enhanced.
Yes. Now, we're going to take another quick break before delivering our verdicts on this week's book, So You Want to Start a Podcast. But first, a reminder, we want to hear from you. Do you dream of starting a podcast? Tell us all about it at kristenandjolenta@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voicemail at 302-49-BOOKS. That's 302-492-6657.
Okay, Jolenta, it's time to get down to business. It's magic time, verdict time. Did So You Want to Start a Podcast work? What do we recommend it?
I mean, I'm very biased. I'm very, very biased because I love you. But also, this book is truly very good. It is a fun read. It is a fast read. It is full of personality and little jokes while also being incredibly informative. No offense, Kristen, it was more informative than I thought it would be. Like with actual facts and stuff that I, as a someone in the industry, did not know. You know, I was like, oh, this will be easy peasy. Like, I know how this works. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm learning.
Wow.
You know, there are like tips and tidbits of information, you know, like statistics about listenership and hosting and lengths of podcasts and all that stuff that I should know more about. And by following the steps, I think we ended up with something that I'm very excited about and excited to share. And it worked. I mean, we made a show. I don't know how it's going to be received. Hopefully well.
I hope it's received so well. We put so much of our heart and time into this. And so did everybody on our team.
So I think this is a life-changing book. And that's my verdict. Goodbye. I mean, wait, what's your verdict?
All right. So I'm obviously very biased here as well.
Yeah, wait, can you even give a verdict?
You know what? I don't even think it's fair for me to give a verdict on my own book. So instead, I'm actually going to give kind of a verdict on writing it and specifically why I wrote it.
Okay, I like this. I like this.
So I wrote this book for all the listeners out there who over the years have written in to say that they want to start a podcast too. Jolenta, we've received hundreds, if not thousands, of letters over the years
from people who want to start podcasting. I mean, you received an email like that from me, and that's how we made this show. Like, truly. I just cheated because I already knew her.
So, yeah, it's a constant. There are a lot of people out there who want to start podcasts, a lot of people who have stories to tell but aren't sure how to tell those stories. I wrote it for all those people, and I wrote it for everyone who, frankly, like you and I, Jolenta, have been told their voices aren't worth listening to, that their voices are grating and that they sound stupid and that they have vocal fry. I wrote it for all of them because, honestly, I believe everyone's voice is a gift and I just can't wait to hear what everyone out there makes. I genuinely want everyone who wants to start a podcast to feel empowered to do it. You have it in you. I believe in you.
She really does believe in you. She's not lying. Go pick up her book. Bye. And that's it for this episode of By the Book. Huge thanks to our fabulous team at Stitcher, Nora Ritchie and Casey Halford, and Andy Kristen's daughter, and to our amazing We Love You and So Can You producer, Lindsay Cratterwell.
Thanks also to Chris Bannon, Chief Content Officer at Stitcher, and to Stitcher's senior editor, John Delore. Also, thank you to Nate Wida, who composed our theme song, and to the Rizzos, who perform it. Please stay in touch. Let us know if you want to start a podcast or let us know if you want to be on We Love You and So Can You.
You can email us at kristenandjolenta@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at JolentaG, at Kristen Meinzer, or at By the Book Pod, or at We Love You Pod. Wah, wah, wah.
Also, be sure to use our phone number, 302-49-BOOKS. That's 302-492-6657. We love hearing your beautiful voices. Your voices are all gifts.
And speaking of gifts, why don't you give us a gift? Rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen, because it helps people find our show and share our stories. You can also rate and review and subscribe to We Love You and So Can You.
Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Thank you so much for listening.
Goodbye.
Surprise, motherfuckers! We're in your phone! We sneak attacked you already!
Okay. All right.
You didn't even know it. We got you while you were sleeping.
Guys, I just want to be a cartoon villain.
Stitcher.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.